Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture. This is Anne with Pedaling the Pueblo. I have with me today Richard DeBernardis. Richard is the founder of Altura de Tucson. Thanks for being here today, Richard.
Well, thank you, Anne. It's always a pleasure being with you.
As the founder of Altura, can you tell us a little bit about Altura?
Well, sure. I can go back 34 years ago, if you like, back to 1983. And in 1983, we started with 198 cyclists, and our goal was to raise $4,000 for the American Diabetes Association. We got the 198 cyclists, and we raised $4,500. The next year, in 1984, the United States won the Cycling Olympics, gold medals, silver medals. Cycling hit America. So our L Tour went from 198 cyclists to 641, and we went from $4,500 to $45,000. Now this year, 34 years later, on November 19th, L Tour will play host to almost 8,000 cyclists from all over the world. And the neat thing is we're going to raise $20 million for 60 different charities. So it has grown.
So for those of us that aren't as familiar with L Tour, it's a bicycling race. Can you talk a little bit about the different distances and what makes Altura Altura?
Well, you know, years ago, before I came to Tucson, I had bicycled the edge of the United States, 12,000 miles, and I had bicycled the edge of Japan, 6,235 miles, and they gave me a Guinness World Record. Look, I'm not an athlete here. I'm just a person interested in keeping healthy through bicycling. So when I came to Tucson and they asked me to ride as a guest celebrity in the American Cancer Society from Tucson to Phoenix, because that was a straight line. I'm used to going around. So I said, why don't we put on an event that goes around the city? It's 100 miles. So I created this event for people who wanted to have fun and love cycling. And at the same time, they wanted to see if they're getting better every year. So we knew a lot of people couldn't do the 100 miles, so we created the 75, the 50, and the 25, so it could be an event for everybody. You can do the slowest you want to go, but then to work your way up to the fastest category. We didn't start it for a race. We started it as a barometer so you can keep track of yourself. So you can start with the 25-mile event this year, next year go to the 50, then you can go to the 100-mile event and do bronze, silver, gold, or even platinum. And the whole idea was to do it for yourself. And that's the way it started. So it became a health event and a fun event, not necessarily a racing event.
And so you're the president of Perimeter Bicycling, which puts on the event. And my understanding is Perimeter does a lot in the community when it comes to bicycling.
Well, we started Perimeter in 1986. Altura started in 1983 because we had a second event, the Tour of the Tucson Mountains. Then we had a third event, the Cochise County Cycling Classic. And then we had a fourth event, Altura de Phoenix. So we started the Perimeter. We wanted people to know that these events were being put on by Perimeter Bicycling Association of America, which is a nonprofit organization. And our philosophy was whatever event we put on, we want to raise money for some charity because it's really not that much more work. So we wanted to benefit the community by that. And what this has allowed us to do, I mean, we've literally, Perimeter Bicycling has raised almost $100 million in our 34 years. So we like the charitable component of it, and we always keep the charitable component.
Well, thanks for all your hard work. So the next L Tour coming up November 19th, is there anything else you want to let our listeners know?
If you'd like to, come down and see it, come down and ride it. But the event is here for the community.
Support for KXCI and Pedaling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop. Located at 311 East 7th Street, Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.